Chemical imbalance got me twisting things. Stabilized with medicine. There's no depth to these feelings. Dig deep, can't hide.
I'm gonna end up doing something stupid, but I try to contain it. Oh, it gets so draining.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access UNIX system.
Oh man, we are so late today. Sorry about that. It is 1921. So pretty much, stick around. In 9 minutes, we've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It's a fun show that airs every day at 1930 UTC. My bad, I made it to the roof just now, but so today's excuse, I don't know what the deal is. I've been having trouble with being on time, but anyway, today's excuse was I started working on a script. So I use an application called NC Spot. That's November Charlie Sierra Papa Oscar Tango. NC Spot, a nice terminal-based Spotify player. But one of the things was is I wanted the music in my TMUX status bar. But TMUX, the plugin TMUX Spotify, it uses the API, and if you query the API every 2 seconds, guess what? you get locked out. Your API, you're using the API too much. Well, NC Spot has a socket, and that socket spits out some JSON every time the song is changed, and I just needed to parse it. But I couldn't figure out why my script would not, or my one-liner, wouldn't accurately recognize that the socket existed. And here's the tip for all of you Bash and Z Shell guys, or any shell programmers. You don't use -e for exists for sockets. You need to use -s, -S. That's the trick. And oh wow, turkey vulture flying right overhead. Brilliant blue skies. It's currently 12 degrees outside, high of 14. It feels great in the sun, but in the shady spot, it's a little cool. It's a little cool. Low today was 5 degrees, so we're enjoying life. Oh my gosh. All right, let me launch calm so I can at least apologize properly. Like I said, stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm going to give you the top headlines because there's a lot of death and destruction today. And I wanted to at least give you some of it because Gaza kind of takes over the whole, all the headspace for most people. Sorry. All right, calm is full of cool people. If you want to talk or chat with folks, even when the non-radio, it doesn't have a show going, like Claudio M and Rat Sue, the Z-Man Zerohoff, or Jay LaMoth. Of course, Stug is in the house, and Claudio M, howdy, howdy. Sorry to catch you at the end here. Also, stick around at 2300 hours is Praise Then Darkness. There's a new show. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween. So, hello, hello. All right, hey X1. Yeah, I'm sorry about being so late. Here are the important headlines that I need to be sure that you know about. First, in reverse order, Moltex announces waste recycling breakthrough. The laboratory experiments carried out using simulated fuel have substantially de-risked the waste-to-stable salt, or WATSS, process, and experiments using real used fuel are currently ongoing. Watts is part of a suite of reactor technologies that are being developed by Moltex Energy Canada that can be deployed individually or jointly. The stable salt reactor, a fast reactor, uses recycled nuclear waste as fuel. The Watts recycling process and the grid reserve thermal energy storage tanks together allow the generation of inexpensive electricity that can be dispatched as needed, completing intermittent renewable sources such as wind and solar. So it's very exciting news there, off the top here. Northern Lights, DJ Northern Lights, that's correct. Alright, what else is going on? Oh, there's death and destruction. Oh my gosh, so much death and destruction. First, in the United States, a years-long feud over noise complaints between neighbors ended in a horrific shooting in an apartment building in Brooklyn. A father and his stepson were allegedly shot dead by a neighbor in their apartment building over a feud that has lasted several years. A 47-year-old and a 27-year-old were shot and killed around 10:30 p.m. on Sunday, with the suspect fleeing. The New York Police Department said the officers were called to a 911 call at the address in Brooklyn Avenue and East Flatbush. Both victims were dead at the scene. No arrests have been made yet. Surprising, since it's their neighbor, so it's kind of a surprise that they're like, oh, we haven't found him yet, but we will. There was a shark attack in Australia. Australia shark attack. What is this? An ad about rugby. Search underway for surfer feared dead. South Australian police are searching for the body of a man thought to have been killed in a shark attack. The 55-year-old was surfing near Granite Beach south of Streaky Bay on the Erie Peninsula on Tuesday morning, local time, when witnesses reported seeing him being attacked. The authorities have scoured the area, but haven't found him yet. This is a third serious shark attack in the state this year. Hey, Claudio M's old stomping grounds, old Flatbush there. Thrig pointing out, hey Thrig, running over your neighbor with a truck, then shooting them's more American. Yeah, that's probably true. You definitely usually hit people with your vehicle, then do whatever else you're going to do. Suspected gunman detained in Japan. What happened in Japan? Well, gun violence. Gun violence everywhere. A suspected gunman who took two female staff hostage inside a post office in Japan was detained after a lengthy standoff. Local media in Saitama Prefecture outside Tokyo reported that two people were injured in the possible shooting at a nearby hospital. Images on television showed the suspect, reported to be possibly in his 80s, inside the Warabi post office building in a ball cap and white shirt under a dark coat. At approximately 2:15 today, p.m. today, a person has taken hostages and holed up at a post office in 205 Chomi area of Warabi City. The perpetrator is possessing what appears to be a gun. The police urged 300 residents in the nearby area to evacuate and avoid the post office. Local media report at least one woman in her 20s and another in her 30s were in the post office. Special units negotiated with him and around 4 o'clock. And, I'm trying to see if there's a resolution here. Around 2 p.m. After 1 p.m., I heard multiple reports. Okay, so anyway, he got arrested. He got caught. It's 1928 UTC, so I just gotta say this every goddamn day, right here on a non-radio at 1930 UTC, Dubious Goals Committee. If there's one thing you can set your watch to, it's the Dubious Goals Committee. Almost every day at 1930 UTC it's on, but almost always you get fresh craziness with Tobe. Even whenever they're bulldozing and paving over the beloved Heron Haven or whatever other parks and areas we're at. Other big shootings. There was a Paris police shot a woman at a train station. More rugby ads. BBC really wants me to watch rugby. French counterterrorism police have shot and wounded an unarmed woman in full veil after she threatened train passengers. Officers fired 8 times when the woman refused to comply with police orders. So, we've only got seconds to go. So please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. And please, I'm sorry I was late. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Please tune in at 1900 UTC tomorrow. All right, bye-bye. We got there. Woohoo! Dubious Goals time. Dubious.